you?
Hi there. My name is Eric Coppolino. I am, I think I'm a Bardavon member and ticket holder for Britt Floyd.
Okay.
Do you have a moment to answer some questions for me?
I do, absolutely.
All right. I received a phone message last night saying that I had to produce a vaccination card to get in.
Yes.
Right. Now, I purchased these tickets last year.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed to the Bardavon terms and conditions when I did so.
Okay.
Do those terms and conditions include participating in medical experimentation to get into the theater?
So what we can do is if you will not be vaccinated in time for the performance, is we can give you a refund for the show.
Right, but I bought tickets and I want to go to the show, and I never agreed to be the subject of a medical experiment.
Right, so there you do not need to, so that's why we can give you a refund.
Right, but I have a right to go to the show. I purchased a ticket. That's a contractual arrangement.
But our policy has changed with how the world has been changing since 2019, so this is our new policy, and that's what it is.
Right, but you're talking about, you know, you're not talking about, like, wearing shoes. You're talking about a drug that the clinical trials don't end till December 2023. They're still in the trial phase. I'm wondering how you can require a medical experiment.
So it's because we are just going with the CDC guidelines, and places like Broadway are doing similar things. So it's just becoming more popular, and this is what's going to happen when our shows come back for the next few months. So,
okay, so let me ask another question. Let's say I have my COVID vaccine, right? I've got my card. I've had my shots all that in time, but I have a case of the measles. Can I come in with the COVID vaccine shot, but with an acute case of the measles? Is there a rule about that?
So that would be entirely up to you. If you were feeling well enough to come. I personally would not come if I had the measles, I guess.
But somebody with an acute case of the measles is a public health threat to the audience. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree.
Or let's say I had smallpox or polio. Your rules don't prohibit. Your rules only require me to come in with a COVID vaccine. But I might still have COVID, for example. I could have an acute case of COVID, but as long as I produce that card, I'm okay?
Yes, we are requiring the vaccination cards as well as wearing a mask throughout the entire performance.
Right. But I could be very sick and contagious, but if I have the card, that's okay?
Yes, if you have the vaccination card and you wear a mask throughout the entire performance, that is our policy right now.
So no matter what contagious disease I may have, as long as I wear a mask and have the card, I can come in?
That is correct. If you have a proof of vaccination card and you wear a mask and you have your government-issued ID, you're able to come to the show.
How does that make any sense?
I'm truly curious. My answer is not going to change, so I'm not sure what you are expecting me to say. I said we could give you a refund. We're more than happy to do that. This is our policy, so.
Right.
That's,
well, I think that the matter of principle, I may opt for the refund, but I will assert that I never consented to a medical experiment as a condition of coming to a concert.
And that
you have a contractual obligation to allow me in the door because I have purchased a ticket.
No, we're offering you a refund. So if you are not going to have your proof of vaccination and wear a mask at all times, then you cannot come to the show. That's what the policy is.
I get it, but that wasn't the policy at the time that I entered into the contract with you.
That is what it's changed to be now.
So can I say that I will come to the concert only if they only play songs written by Syd Barrett?
I'm sorry, I did not understand the question.
That's one of the early writers for Pink Floyd. Am I allowed to impose a condition on the band after the fact? Like, can I change their set list? Because I'm offended by all the songs written by Roger Waters.
No, I think you understand what is going on, so I'm not really sure why we are still talking about it.
We're talking about it because I think that this is absolutely outrageous. There's no legal requirement. The absolute risk reduction of the so-called vaccine is under 1%, or approximately 1%. And I never consented to a coerced medical experiment. And what you're saying is, I can come to the show as long as I risk my health for the rest of my life for a medical product where no one even knows the ingredients and where there's 7,000 people who the CDC's website reported dying from this injection. More than, I think it's 6,700 by the CDC's own admission. I think it's an unreasonable thing to ask people, particularly given there's no legal requirement for you to do this.
Well, this is our policy now, so I'm sorry that you're so upset.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about as upset as I would be if I was witnessing the formation of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1940, where the justification was for that was that all Jews have cholera. We should lock them in a ghetto.
Okay, so if I don't, would you like to speak with someone else? I'm not really sure what you
I would love to speak to a manager, please.
Sure, I'll put you on hold for just one
Thank
moment.
You for your patience.
The Barnabon, Words and Music, an intimate evening with Patti Smith, November 13th at UPAC, Rick Floyd, August 29th, Frankie Valli and back in Kingston.
The Barnabon. Hi, this is Dana. How can I help you?
Hi there, Dana. What is your full name?
Dana Lamberti.
Lamberti.
I'm the box office manager. How can I help you?
Hi there, Donna. My name is Eric Compolino. I'm a local resident. And I received a phone message last night telling me that Britt Floyd had been rescheduled to August 29, but that I could only get in if I produced a so-called vaccine card.
Yes. And wear a mask, yes.
Right. So when I purchased my ticket last year, I never consented to medical experimentation as a condition of coming into the theater.
I understand. I mean, listen, this is an evolving situation constantly. What we can do is we can definitely refund you. We totally understand. Everyone has, you know, different beliefs. We respect them. And, you know, we just apologize for any inconvenience. We really do, to everyone.
I appreciate your being conciliatory. And the offer of a refund. I'm sure you can see there's something larger at stake here.
Well, I can. However, I'm not in a position to share personal points of view. I simply follow the guideline and the protocols that I was told to follow. So that's why we're calling everyone.
Right.
The situation last week has started with the Delta variant numbers going up. We pay attention to the theaters in the city and in the surrounding states, and they are all doing the same thing. So we want to protect our patrons, so this is what we are doing. So, you know, in accordance with the CDC and what, you know, our community has decided, you know, in the theater world, this is in hopes of protection for you. I know that you have a different set of beliefs, but I'm just saying that it is in the name of trying to put a blanket of protection so that people feel that they can come, you know, enjoy and, you know, feel like they're not going to be at a super spreader event. I realize if you're vaccinated, you could still spread the virus. I realize masks are not a foolproof, thing. It's just layers of protection in which we're just trying to provide something for people so that they feel safer and they can have fun.
Okay. So let's say I came with a vaccine card and I was, you know, fully certified and came to the door, but I had a full-blown case of the measles. Could I still get in?
Well, I think if we visibly saw the measles, no. Unfortunately, you know, for years people would come to work or to an event that they were looking forward to sick. And, you know, as you know, people get sick. They become the super spreader at a wedding, you know, that they can't miss if they have bronchitis, coughing all over everyone, or, you know, of course, the measles and all of these, you know, a stomach bug. I mean, as we know, I mean, it goes like brush fire through a family if the person providing the food has it, you know, of course. So I do see what you're saying. I'm in no position to combat it, so I just have to enforce it.
I get it. That's the thing that I'm, you know, I realize you're not the board of directors and nor
right.
the health commissioner, but the health commissioner hasn't ruled on this. So just to stick with the what rules we would enforce, let's say the CDC said that more African-American people had the Delta variant, and therefore you can't let them in, whether or not they have their vaccine card. Would you enforce that rule and make your staff do so?
I don't know, because I'm not the one that made the rule to begin with. I see where you're going with this, and I really can't speak of something that's not a truth. You know, it's you know, we can what if this up and down, but the truth is, this is where we're at. COVID is here to stay, and you know, when the numbers go up, we're just trying to protect the masses. So,
right. I mean,
this is what they're doing. I mean, I get what you're saying.
Look, I find it confusing because aren't the vaccinated people supposed to be protected? I mean, that and it should be all the unvaccinated people worrying about each other, right? Because if 99% of the room has had the shot, and then there's one person or 10 people who haven't, I'm not understanding how that's a risk to all these other people who have subjected themselves to this injection.
No, it's not. We're actually trying to protect them as well. I don't think that any theater wants to invite any sort of outbreak. And, you know, they are saying that –